USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Better late than never. Free at-home COVID-19 test kits are available starting today. Residential households in the United States can order a set of four rapid antigen COVID-19 tests from USPS.com. There's a limit of one order per address, and they start shipping out in late January. In mid-December, President Biden said the website would be up and running to get the test kits out in early January. New York Democrat Chuck Schumer saying the American people deserve to know where their senator stands on the bill.
The American people deserve to see their senators go on record on whether they will support these bills or oppose them. Indeed, that may be the only way to make progress on this issue now, for the public to see where each of us in this chamber stands.
USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
As tensions continue to rise, the Secretary of State heads overseas.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken will visit Ukraine this week and meet with President Volodymyr Zelensky as tensions between the United States and Russia compound over a possible Russian invasion of its neighbor. Meetings in Europe last week failed to resolve stark disagreements over Ukraine and other security matters. A group of bipartisan senators, four Democrats and three Republicans, met with Zelensky and other Ukrainian officials on Monday to reaffirm U.S. support. On Thursday, Blinken will travel to Berlin to meet with the German foreign minister and members of the transatlantic Quad, which consists of U.S., Britain, France, and Germany. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Verizon and AT&T announced they're delaying the rollout of 5G near airports. The companies releasing statements saying the FAA and the nation's airlines have yet to resolve the issue of 5G being near airports, and the companies will limit the network around them. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
SSM Health, a Catholic hospital chain in the Midwest, has terminated the practice of using race as a determining factor in prioritizing individuals for COVID-19 treatment. The hospital chain announcing the decision after a threat of a lawsuit by the conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. The hospital chain stating that the race and gender criteria are no longer utilized. Novak Djokovic could find himself barred from defending another of his 2021 Grand Slam tennis titles. The world's number one men's tennis player was deported from Australia the night before the Australian Open began because he refuses to be vaccinated against the coronavirus. On Monday, the French sports minister announced that athletes would have to be vaccinated before they can compete in sporting events in France. Djokovic winning the Australian and French Opens and Wimbledon last year. Reacting to the news, former tennis star Patrick McEnroe on CNN.
Yeah, not only those tournaments, but the rest of the tournaments around the world. You can talk about Spain, you talk about Italy, all the rules are changing. And here's the bottom line, John. Just as we said going into the Australian Open, Novak Djokovic can get vaccinated, he'll be able to continue his incredible career and continue to chase history. If he doesn't, it's going to be increasingly difficult and complicated for him to even continue playing professional tennis.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.